It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley. And good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Around the clock, around the globe, at this time or any time, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And I still have people say now, tell me what time you're on every day, and I'll say any time of the day or night. You cannot miss me. I'm on all the time. And so I'm so delighted to have you praying with me here. I'm thankful for my prayer partners, financial partners, and we are believing God for another spiritual awakening of a flood of the Holy Spirit to go over this nation. And we need God. We need God in this nation. We can spend a lot of time talking about all of our troubles and trials and all the possibilities that we may be facing in this nation. But we will not fear and we will not be afraid, because we know that we've been assigned to be here at this point in time. I have a word from the Lord today. On this Tuesday, that I want to share with you, and I believe that it's going to be a blessing to you. And so we are here to pray, and Jesus said, when you pray, he said, you need to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, a longtime friend of mine, Big John Hall, he's gonna lead us in the Lord's Prayer. John Hall, my friend for a long, long time here on BPN Radio. And singing today the Lord's Prayer, the Disciples' Prayer, the Model Prayer, Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven. And he sang it really well. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio. We come, Father God, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father. And we are your sons and daughters. And we are so thankful to know you as our Savior and Lord Jesus. And Father God, we are so thankful that you sent your Son that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I just want to thank you for all of your prayer support. We now have over 1,000 churches that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network, over 700 cities, and now we have scores of individuals, and we'll mention some of those later today, who are now a part of the Breakout Prayer Network as a prayer leader, leading a prayer group in cities across America as well as Canada and other places. So it's so good to have you participating because we know the key is prayer. And while ministering with Godfrey Bertle this past Sunday at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas, I began to share what I saw coming to the church. And I think one of the next major events is people sharing their testimony, or may I say, telling their story. Job wanted someone to tell his story, and they did. And now for hundreds of years, we have continually told Job's story. And so I believe that storytelling is going to be a major part of the coming revival in America. People telling their story, people sharing their story with other people, either by audio, by video, or just writing it down, maybe in a book. Jeremiah 30 and 2 says, write it in a book. And so it may be that you're going to write a book. Maybe somebody will publish your book, but maybe you'll have to publish it yourself. I've never had a book published. They've always been self-published. But somebody will read your story and give an opportunity for you to tell your story, or maybe somebody will tell your story for you. And in the service there on Sunday at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, I shared Godfrey Bertel's story. I told his story for him. He said, I left out one or two details, got one or two details wrong, but it was pretty accurate. And so I believe that the Holy Spirit came upon me to declare that I'm going to tell other people's stories, and I need you to send me, if you have a story to tell, just write me at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. I'm going to say it one more time, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And you might want to send me a testimony of prayer. If you want to send me an audio, then we'll show you, we'll tell you. I'll have my IT guy, my engineer, my producer to let you know how you can get that to me. And I'm going to be sharing people's stories here on BPN Radio. It's got to be 20 minutes or less if you're going to do it by audio. And if it's by email, if you want to write it down, you can make it as long as you want to. But I believe these are days when we need to share our story. And there are some people that is going through difficult times, difficult days, fiery trials, major encounters with forces that are causing you stress, anxiety, dread, suicidal thoughts. I don't know what's going on in your life, but you must understand that Jesus loves you. And if you will write your story, I believe that you will begin to encourage yourself. You know, David said, I encourage myself. And if you'll write your story, you'll begin to encourage yourself, how God has been with you, saw you through. And that may be just the strength that you need to continue. And once you feel like that you have completed your story at this point, just conclude with TBC, that is to be continued, and send me your story, or send it to somebody. Tell your story, write your story down, but make sure that your story is heard, because you never know who you may encourage with your story. So I pray for you right now that you will not discontinue your life, but at this very moment you will say, I'm going to begin to write my journey down, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if you want to, you can include all the details that you want to include, or you can just leave out what you want to leave out. But you must understand that there are people out there today that are going through the exact same thing that is happening to you or has been happening to you. And they want to know, does anybody care? Has anybody gone through what I'm going through? Yes. And they just need to hear your story. And if you'd like for me to tell your story on BPN Radio, I can do it. You can write it down, send it to me at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Or if you want to do an audio version, then I can play it here on BPN Radio. And then we can pray for people that is going through the very same thing, or share your testimony and we will pray accordingly. How about that? Father, I pray for people that have a story to tell, but they don't know that they have a story to tell. May they be encouraged today that the next great wave of revival in America is going to be storytelling, people sharing their testimonies. You can call it a testimony, you can call it a story, but everybody has something to say. And you know, that is the deception that is going on in our nation today, because so many people feel like they don't have anything to say. Would you say something? I would ask. And most people will say, I really don't have anything to say, or I don't have anything worth saying that anybody would care to hear. So I defy those thoughts, those words, in Jesus' name. And I command you to write your story down. Start writing, start typing, and or just turn on the recorder and start talking. And you know, I cannot. If you want to put it on YouTube, it'd be fine. This is audio. This is not video. But I can play YouTubes. And so, in Jesus' name, will you respond to the Holy Spirit at this very moment? Because you can do all things, and I'm here to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start, and you can finish what God says you can finish. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. Yes, you can. And so on Sunday, and I shared some of that yesterday, I talked about a man by the name of Godfrey Bertel, who had, when he was 40 years old, was still not living his dream. He was a newspaper photographer, but he wanted to write and he wanted to sing. And so he came to the meetings that I was leading in London, England. And he came almost every night of the services for a month, driving 3.5 hours one way. That's 7 hours of travel. But he was desperate to be in the presence of God. And so after that, he went home and wrote a song in conjunction with what I was ministering that month on Breakout. David said, I can run through a troop. Psalms 18, I can run through a troop. I can leap over a wall. And he went home and he wrote this first song in conjunction with what I was saying. I may have played this yesterday, not sure, but I'm going to play it again because it will encourage somebody. Here's the very first song that Godfrey Bertel wrote and sent it to me.
Washing my nets for too long on the shores of unbelief, listening through hours of meetings. Now it's time to do what I see, to put out into deeper water, sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest and the nets will almost break. Break out to the right and the left to take. Break out. on the shores of unbelief. Listening through hours of meetings, now it's time to do what I see. To put out into deeper water, sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest, a dark net's with all those great bank. To the shore, we'll need some partners. It's time to ask the Lord to send more laborers.
It's time to break out. It's time to break out. Yes, it is. Well, it's good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, here your 24-hour internet prayer station. It's Godfrey Bertel, Breakout, the very first song that he wrote and recorded after he'd been through hours, many hours of meetings. He said, it's time for me to write and record. And certainly God has expanded him since those years of breakout meetings in 1997, 1998. So I'm just praying for you right now that God will give you breakout moments and that God will give you partners. It's time to call for your partners. And who is a partner? That's somebody that can help you do what God has called you to do. Somebody that has the keys to a door to open so that you can go through that door and break into incredible places. And sometimes it is not done overnight. Sometimes it takes a while. You must understand that everything is a process. And so the process of time needs to take place. So how does that work? Well, the Bible says in Genesis 8, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed, time, and harvest. Seed, time, and harvest. And so what happens is you receive a word from God. You receive a prophetic word from God. And then you begin to write it down. You begin to speak it. You begin to declare it, decree it. And then there's an element called time. And most people call it meantime, in the meantime. If you say that real slowly, you can understand. Meantime. So there is seed, which is the prophecy, the promise, the word of the Lord that's come to you, the dream that God has placed in your heart. And then there comes after seed and time, then there comes the harvest. The harvest. Seed, time, and harvest. And so there may be those of you that you've not received any word from God concerning your life, your future. I want to pray with you. Ask God to give you a dream. Put a dream in your heart. I'm going to ask God to begin to speak to you. Maybe you have a word from God, but maybe you don't. If you don't, I'll pray for you first. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for people that have no dream in their heart. They have no vision. Or maybe a vision is there, but the vision has died. And so there's nothing left. It seems like that everything that could have been, should have been, might have been, is gone. And something happened. Some incident took place. Somebody died. Somebody left. There was a termination. Ill health came. Something happened to disrupt, interrupt, take away the dream, the vision, the promise, the word. And maybe someone has just lived a normal life and they don't have any dreams or visions. They just say, well, I just believe everything is going to work out okay. They say, sarah, whatever will be, but that's not the way it works. And so God puts dreams in our heart. And I do believe in dreams, ladies and gentlemen, because I believe that dreams really do come true. And they can be broken. Visions can die because of circumstances, situations, time. But God is true. His word is true. He's not a promise breaker. God is a promise keeper. It may not always work out the way we think it should, the way that we thought it was going to happen, or in the time element that we thought it was going to happen. But we cannot afford to allow our dreams to be robbed, taken away, diminished. And so I pray now in Jesus' name for those people that don't have a dream. They don't have a prophetic word. They don't have a promise. They don't have a vision of their future. I pray for them right now that you would come and bring revelation to them. I pray that you would give them a dream, a promise, a prophecy, a vision concerning their life, the plan that you have for them, because we know today, Father God, that the plan is a good plan to give us a future and a hope. It's not an evil plan, but it is a good plan. And we trust you, and we put our confidence in you concerning your plan. So I just pray that you'll speak to people right now. In Jesus' name. And Father, I pray right here on BPN Radio on this Tuesday, I pray for people that have received a prophecy, maybe several prophetic words that they have received, and they believe it's going to happen, or they have received some promises, or they have a vision they know is going to come true, but it hasn't happened. And sometimes people come to me and say, you know, it's just been so long, and I thought it was going to happen at a certain season. I thought it was going to happen at a certain year. I thought it was going to happen at a certain time element. I thought this was the way it was going to be. I did not know that I would have to wait so long or stand in faith for this many days, this many months, or even years. But that's called time. And that is a very difficult situation. Because we just received these words from God, and I know as a prophetic voice what happens, we just receive prophetic words and our hearts are filled with expectation. Our hearts are filled with anticipation. And it doesn't happen the way we thought it was going to happen in the time element. And time now has become meantime. And so we have the seed, we have the promise, we have the prophecy, we have the revelation. And then we are looking for the answer, for the giant killing day, the day of celebration, the day when it will happen. And I believe that dreams come true, and I do believe in these giant killing days, and I believe that God desires to fill us with this continuous anticipation, expectation of what He's going to do. And so I pray for people right now here on BPN Radio on this Tuesday that they're struggling. They're struggling because what they thought was going to happen has not happened. And when they thought it was going to happen, it's not happened in that time element. And so many of them that are listening today become very wary. And I pray for you now, because the Word of God declares that we are not to become weary in well-doing. And so you must not allow your dream, your vision, your prophecy, your prophetic words, your revelatory words, you must not allow those things to slip away. You must embrace them. You must not let them go. You must not fall into some abyss of helplessness and hopelessness. And I pray for you now, in Jesus' name, that you will not allow time to steal your dreams, your hopes, your vision, your promises, the word of the Lord that has come to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So I decree it and declare it in the name of the Lord. And then there's seed, there's time, and there's harvest. And a harvest is the fulfillment of those things that God has spoken to you, those things that He has put in your heart. You know, ask the Holy Spirit about what I'm to do now that I'm entering my 50th year of ministry. Gene and I have just celebrated last month 49 years of ministry, preaching the gospel, declaring the word of the Lord. And so I kept asking, what about my 50th year? And the response of the Holy Spirit was, do what is in your heart. They'll do what's in your heart. And so sometimes we don't have a very specific word about what we're to do, but sometimes God just puts things in our heart. And so it's very, very important that we keep going. One of the most powerful prophetic words that I ever received was, dress thyself and show up. Just keep going. And do not give up, give out, give in to those feelings of helplessness, hopelessness, disappointments, disengagements, disconnections. Just say, I'm not going to let it go. I believe that God meant what He said what He meant, and I'm just going to hold true. I'm going to hold tight to it, because I believe that He is very true. He's not one that wants to tease us, agitate us, aggravate us. So, Father, I pray for those that have received a prophetic word, and they are now ready to celebrate the fulfillment of that prophecy. And so I celebrate with them now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I celebrate with them in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. You know, I was visiting with one of my friends who serves in Congress. And he's going to be on BPN Radio. I was several months ago, I went to D.C. to visit with him, because years ago when he was running for Congress, I prophesied over him about him going to D.C. and that I would come to visit him there. And of course, that has happened. He's going to be on BPN Radio. But, you know, that word came to pass in a short amount of time that seemed almost impossible. And I'm just going to pray right now that, because my friend was on Sunday when I gave him that word, he was in third place. On Tuesday, 2 days later, he won the Republican nomination for Congress, went on to defeat his Democratic opponent, and now he's been in Congress for several years. So it appeared that the word of the Lord was a very testing time, trying time. And in the realm of the natural, that seemed impossible. But in the realm of the supernatural, we know that all things are possible. And so I'm just going to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you right now, here on this Tuesday, that God will give you a breakout dream, a breakout vision, a breakout word. It may seem not only improbable, it may seem impossible. But that's where faith comes in. And so, in the realm of faith, faith supersedes, jumps over every wall, is higher than any mountain, takes precedence over any circumstance or situation. And so I'm just going to pray for you today. Now, you must understand, when you get a word from God, it must line up. It must line up with the word of the Lord. Lord, if you're praying for somebody's wife, and for that woman to leave her husband and marry you, I don't believe that God's going to answer that prayer. But if you are believing for something supernatural, if you're believing for a wife that is not married to another man, that's a different situation. And maybe God has put someone in your heart, but we know that that other person has to bear witness to it. So when you pray, and when you believe for something or someone or somehow, you got to know that it's not just all about you. And when you have a dream or a vision or receive a prophetic word from God, you must know that certain things or certain elements or certain people or certain situations or certain times must come into alignment with a prophetic word that you've received. And so don't be too hasty. Don't be weary. And make sure that you're hearing from God. So that means that you need to get somebody that is spiritually mature to bear witness or confirm what you are hearing or seeing. So I'm praying for you right now. I'm praying right now that the Holy Spirit will give you a word from the Lord today. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. I pray the Holy Spirit will come and will minister to you right now in the name of Jesus, and will speak to you. Why don't you just anoint your spiritual ears right now? Why don't you do that? Just put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes, my spiritual eyes, that I might receive. Put your hand on your heart and just say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open up my heart that I might receive all that you have for me. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready now to receive everything that you have for me right now. In Jesus' name. I just want you to enjoy His presence right now. Would you do it? And just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath right now and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you about your life, your future. You say, well, what if He doesn't say anything? Yeah, but what if He does? What if He does? And you must understand that if you'll just listen, get in His presence like you are right now, that God could speak to you. Several years ago in England, I had the opportunity to minister with Darlene Check at a conference there in London. And Jean and I, my wife and I, had a meal with Darlene and her husband. And I said, tell me your story. Because, you know, I believe I love for people to tell me their story. And she just told me her story, how it took a long time of writing music, recording music, before anybody ever responded. So the time element was there. And but you need a word from God, and you just need the Holy Spirit to minister to you at this very moment. And as you do, here's Darlene Check, and she's going to sing a little while you enjoy the presence of God. Thank you. Why don't you just allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you right now? Just let your spirit get real quiet. What if he said doesn't say anything? But yeah, what if he does? I love his presence. Let's enjoy it right now here on BPN.
Nothing in this world can satisfy.
There you have Hillsong, Darlene Check and Hillsong, Your Presence. You should get all their music on iTunes, and there's so much music, it's incredible. I pray for you right now. I pray for you. Pray the will of God be done in your life in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Just wait in His presence a few moments here on BPN. I just sense the Holy Spirit is speaking to somebody right now concerning your future. But just have enough faith if you're not driving or you're not walking down the street. If you have an opportunity, just take your pencil or pen in hand and a piece of paper and just say, Lord, I'm just going to write something. I'm just going to write something down. I have it ready. Something that is in my heart. You know, sometimes He gives you specific instructions. And sometimes He speaks to us in generalities. And sometimes we hear that still small voice. Sometimes we can see things with our spiritual eyes, but sometimes He just puts some things in our heart, and it happens during the quietness of a moment. And as Courtney Vandiver Pera, she plays on her cello, I just want you to listen. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Let your spirit get real quiet right now. Would you do it? The one word from God can change your life forever. It can. And you know, it's not like that. You know, I've given thousands of prophetic words over the years, particularly the last 30 years that Gene and I have traveled across America, many nations of the world. And I've as a prophetic voice to a lot of churches, I've given a lot of individual words, but I've not received that many words for myself personally. But the words that I have received have been life-changing. And so, you know, the Holy Spirit can speak to you. And when He said in 1966, Son, I want you to give me the first hour of your day, it was life-changing. It was a shaking word that I responded to. You know, if we respond to what He says to us and do something with it, because we hear something, see something, say something, and do something, that it's very, very important. Then He said, I heard Him say, Son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel? That was a life-changing word. I've been preaching now for 49 years using my voice, raising my voice in preaching. It was a life-changing word that I responded to. And later on, you know, He said, I want you to go into the nations of the world. And I had to respond to that. And I saw myself traveling to nations of the world. And that has come true. And then in 1990, I heard the Holy Spirit say, you're going to start going to churches for weeks, months at a time. And you're going to stay until they pray through breakthrough. And that came to pass. For 8 years, Gene and I did the extended meetings. And He spoke to me several months ago and said, I want you to go on internet radio. I want you to broadcast. I want you to lead prayer 24 hours a day over the internet. And that seemed like an impossibility, but I began to declare it, say it. I'm gonna lead prayer over internet radio 24 hours a day. And now I'm doing exactly that. It's happening in response to one word from the Lord. And then when I asked Him about my 50th year, which I'm starting into my 50th year of preaching the gospel, I've kept asking Him. He said, well, do what's in your heart. So I have some things in my heart that I want to do this year. And one of them, of course, is to pray with you here on BPN Radio, because I know that prayer changes things and changes people. And I want you to agree with me right now that Saeed Abedini and two other Americans that are being locked up in an Iranian prison or Iranian prisons, those that are being incarcerated there in Iran, will be a part of the talks going on concerning Iran, and that President Obama, Secretary of State Kerry, will make sure that Saeed Abedini, who's been in, Pastor Saeed Abedini, who was in prison for being a Christian, he and two other Americans, that they would be included in the pact, the deal that is going on with Iran, that deal would not be completed without the release of these three Americans, including Pastor Saeed Abedini. In Jesus' name, would you agree with me right now? Father, in the name of the Lord, we believe. We believe for the release of Pastor Saeed Abedini. He'll be able to come back to America. He's an American. He'll be able to come back to his wife and his two children. And that deal will not be completed without the release of this man, plus the two other Americans, one who served our country in the military, without their release, and any other Americans that may be incarcerated unjustly there in Iran. And I pray for this pact, this deal that's being made with Iran, Lord, that we will not risk Israel, and we will not risk the security, the safety of our nation, or the people in Israel. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen and amen. And I want us to pray for the meetings that my friend Rodney Howard Brown is hosting in D.C. this week. And if you live in the area, you need to be able to attend these meetings that are going on in Washington, D.C. at the Daughters of the American Revolution Hall that's going on there near the White House and near the nation's capital. And so you need to go. And if you cannot go, then you need to be able to watch it on TV each night, or the internet, which of course you can. And so that's going on this week, and you need to attend those services. And as Rodney begins to pray for America, and the Celebrate America services begin at 7 o'clock each night through this Saturday night in Washington, D.C. If you have any friends that live in that area, encourage them to go, if you will, as Rodney stands in the gap and prays for revival in America and the spiritual awakening. And you can also watch on internet, and you can also watch on live TV, and it's called Celebrate America, Washington, D.C. And Father, we just pray for those services each night this week, my friend Rodney Howard Brown, that you would just anoint those services as they stand at the gap. I know there's many women from Congress and Senate that will join him this week, and I'm thankful, I'm grateful. And I pray, Lord, for our nation's capital, and I pray for those meetings this week in Jesus' name. Lord, as they go out on the streets every morning to win the lost, I pray, Lord, that souls will be saved and lives will be touched and changed by the power of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Last year I had the opportunity to go and be in those meetings, and Rodney Howard Brown and I went to the nation's capital, our nation's capital, and there we prayed and stood in the gap. It was a great time. I want to encourage those of you that would like to lead a prayer group, and you would like to be a prayer leader here on BPN Radio. I want you to register by going to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And sign up there, and let us know that you will be a part of this incredible network that is calling for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And you may have an individual group, a private group, or you may have a public group. And so, you know, I'm looking at the list now. It is quite remarkable of all the people that have signed up to be prayer leaders. And I just want to recognize a few of them. Linda Ragland's leading private prayer groups in Angleton, Texas, Austin, Texas, and Marathon, Texas. Lisa Roberts Helton has a group there meeting in College Station, Texas. Neil Effling is leading at Best Way Leading Ministry in Gig Harbor, Washington. Melody Strom has a private location in Marshall, Illinois. And Dana Price is leading a prayer group at Church of Love, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Goes on and on. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. It has 1,000 prayer leaders and 1,000 prayer centers. And click on Register, and I'll send you a weekly prayer list, which I do on Mondays. And you can include that prayer list in your weekly prayer gatherings or your daily prayer gatherings, whatever it may be. So I'm really excited about that. I really appreciate you being a part of BPN Radio. It's been great to have you on with me today. And I just want to let you know that I'll be back at this same time tomorrow, or actually at any time tomorrow, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.